Good evening. We're going to call to order the public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 14th, 2023 at 6:02 p.m. First order, Scott, is establish a quorum.
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld. Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 14th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. First item this evening is review and action of the July 10th, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Got a motion? Motion. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Minutes stand approved. We will now move on to the public hearing and final vote. First four items are conditional use permits. The first applicant up is Big Cedar LLC. Scott?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we limit speech to 4 minutes for our participants tonight other than the applicants themselves.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to limit to 4 minutes.
Second.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Scott, ready to roll?
Yep. So we're case number 23009, conditional use permit. It's Big Cedar LLC and American Sportsman's Realty Holdings LLC are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for two employee dormitory buildings to be constructed in a C2 general commercial zoning district to be located at 1585 Graham Clark Drive. Both properties included in this are currently zoned C2 general commercial and are approximately 62 acres in size. So if we look at our PowerPoint with our conditional use, if the Planning Commission would approve CUP number 23009, the following requirements would apply. This decision would be subject to all existing easements, and two, building permits will be required for all applicable structures or additions over 100 square feet. Not zoomed out real far, but this is Graham Clark Drive. You can see 65 Highway, top of the rock. I assume everybody pretty much will know where this location is. On this side is Estate Drive. Here's our zoning layer, the dark green is C2. The hatched yellow is R3. The yellow is R1. The only other one in here, we have some NR3. So here's a rough estimate of the location, just a block that I put in, the location of the two dormitory buildings. here's their actual rendered drawing. As you can see, they showed access coming out on Graham Clark a little too close to the curve, so per Roden Bridge, they've moved the entrance into this complex further to the west on Graham Clark Drive. So the thing to understand on this application that's a little different than others is that this is a C2. Basically, they could build a Walmart there if they just wanted to get the permit and show the parking and get the sewer. We're trying to keep residential and commercial separated. Thus, per our zoning regulations, residential in a C2 zoning takes your conditional use permit approval. But you have all these uses under C2 that this could, they could just come in and get a building permit for any of these. Usually it's the other way around. We're trying to put a more impactful use in, say, an R or an office district, but this is a residential and commercial. And at that, I would turn the floor over to a representative. Or...
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, 186 Payne Stewart Drive, Suite 151, Branson, Missouri. As Scott summarized very well, we're looking to, you know, why we're here tonight is to get approval on a conditional use permit, which is required for construction of associate housing within a C2 general commercial district. With me, I will turn that over to Mrs. Allen.
Hey, good evening. My name is Allen Irvin. I'm representing Big Cedar Lodge tonight, and the address is 612 Devil's Pool Road in Ridgedale, Missouri. Thank you guys for having me tonight. I do have copies of the presentation, if you don't mind, if I could distribute these real quick. Thank you.
Yeah, I need to put one in the file. Thank you.
So the key purpose of this associate housing project is to consolidate our current associate housing to provide a more safe and enhanced way of life for our associates by maximizing operational efficiency as well. And so just a quick project overview for everyone on the board and the commission. This is two dormitory-style buildings, and they are about three stories high, which is a maximum height of 39 feet and 2 inches. Each dormitory building has about 80 rooms in them. And each of these buildings have several amenities in them as well. So they have shared laundry rooms and a shared kitchen. They have indoor social gathering spaces. We are planning some outdoor activities as well, such as outdoor games. Some nature trails are internal to the campus as well as bike trails.
So as far as this location, there's several benefits with this location. That in addition to just the amenities that we talked about, the project will lie exclusively within the tornado sirens for Big Cedar Lodge for cases of emergency. As far as on the safety side also, all residents that are staying there, they will have key fob access to the building only, so it's not, it kind of controls people that are getting in and out of the facility. And it also has, you know, advantage because it's a lot closer to Big Cedar Lodge, because if you look at, you know how to get that back up. There we go. All right, so the proximity to Big Cedar Lodge, Stonecroft is up here on the north-hand side of the site, kind of off property, if you will. This property is proposed right in the internal campus, kind of the back of house operations, a lot closer to the actual Big Cedar Lodge where most of these the associates will be working at. So proximity to the cafeteria as well too. So you'll see proximity to the resort. That's going to be a very nice advantage for these people because they will also have improvements with traffic too. The new access road provides direct access. There's a new access road that comes down into the associate housing and will basically allow the shuttles to turn directly on to Graham Clark Road without having to go through Oakmont and that area, Paradise Point area, for Big Cedar Lodge shuttles. You will see here it says the new access road reroutes Big Cedar Lodge shuttles by over what we're accounting for 7,000 trips annually. This is, equates to 21 trips per day that the shuttles are currently making. And if you're familiar with that that trip that they make, they actually get up onto McMean Road, and they come across McMean Road and then come around Graham Clark. So now they'll be able to, instead of coming down McMean Road, they'll actually come on this new road and go on to Graham Clark. So they'll be bypassing the Paradise development as well as Oakmont. And again, this is going to reduce the amount of shuttles that are going through that area on a yearly basis by over 7,000 trips. So that's a significant reduction in the traffic that's going to be redirected because of this new development. It's also a key project for a logistical master plan because we're also using this new route. It interconnects. If you've been out down to 86, you'll notice the 86 is getting improved right now, getting widened for the additional traffic that will be handled to eventually go to the Nature's Arena for any of the concert events. So hopefully some of the issues in the past traffic down on 86 will be alleviated significantly. There's also a new road that's going to be coming up from Jones Road and accessing Big Cedar Lodge, and this will all be interconnected for much more efficient traffic flow for the shuttles. So that's kind of the bigger piece of the master transportation plan. As far as the location, we've tried to place these buildings in a spot to minimize the amount of tree removal. We've also wanted to make sure, you know, part of the resort, we want to keep that flavor with all the trees, keep the Ozark feel. So we are abiding by what the requirements are. If you look at the parking counts, you'll see that we've tried to minimize the parking counts based on what the code will allow us to do, because we really – A lot of these employees will not have vehicles. They'll basically be walking or riding shuttles to their place of work at Big Cedar Lodge. So there's a nature trail as well as part of that. As far as the nature trail location, this is kind of a blown up view of the site plan. So the nature trail is this green line right here. The cafeteria for all the Big Cedar employees, it was built a couple years ago, is actually right down here. There's an existing parking lot for that cafeteria. This trail is going to be where the new sewer line runs to take the sewer to the treatment plant. The cafeteria, you know, having that direct access to the cafeteria, this will eliminate some of the concerns that there's been pedestrians on Graham Clark Road in the past. So this basically brings everything into the resort on the direct campus of Big Cedar Lodge to provide a much safer environment for the associates as well as the residents around in the area. The access road, you'll see it takes up about 1 to 2 acres, so there'll be some clearing involved for that. And the physical boundary improvements, which is outlined here by this dashed line, is actually 6.5 acres. On the overall property. So in the overall scheme of things, it's a relatively small footprint for this building. It's going to serve the campus for many years to come. I actually met with Taney County Road and Bridge. We originally had the road designed closer to this curve, but due to site distance, there was actually a higher point when we went out there in the field, because we set it based on the topo maps. But when we went out to meet with the sewer district out in the field, it made sense to shift the road a couple hundred feet to the west. So that's what this road was going straight. Now it's got a kink in there to provide adequate site.